Accession number 8702, rule number 4.
Mrs. Owen, take 4. Anything else about that journey to the last lap to Britain of note, Mrs. Owen?
I do remember that we all got a bit more tense as we got towards England, because although we did have the lights on, the captain had sort of instilled in us the fear that we could be torpedoed, even with the lights on. But in fact, we weren't, and we arrived at Liverpool on the 10th of October, and we met up with my father and had a great evening at the Adelphi Hotel. And the next day, we wandered around Liverpool and went to London by train and met up with my father's brother, Uncle Jock, and my mother's sister, Aunt Rona. And life was quite suddenly as if it had never happened.
Did you have any security checks or anything when you got back? You know, landing at Liverpool, was there any sort
of... Oh, yes, there were security checks, and... because we all had to be interviewed sort of separately as to why we'd been in Japan. Although, I mean, even I as a minor was interviewed by the passport control officers. But I don't think they were at all sort of... They just had to interview us, as everybody had to be interviewed coming into the country in wartime.
Did they want to know about the treatment you'd received? Were they interested at all?
No. No. They only wanted to know... In my case, I remember there was something wrong with my passport, but I can't remember what, but there was some... I think it had probably run out. You know, it was a date expired, or something like that. But, which they made a fuss about at the time, which was irritating, but I can't remember very much detail about it.
You said you arrived the 10th of October. That would have been 1942, would it have been?
Yes.
So really, you had been interned from the previous December 1941, is that right?
That's right,
not quite a year.
Yes, not quite a year.
Yeah. What was it like going back to Britain at that time in 1942? What were your impressions when you were in wartime Liverpool after what you'd experienced in the Far East? And did it seem drab and dull?
I think we were so full of our own experiences, and sort of, it was all, we kept on wanting to hear what had happened to people in England, and they kept on wanting to hear what had happened to us. That it seemed, I mean, I remember we spent an evening with Sir Malcolm Sargent. He was staying in the Adelphi Hotel because he'd been conducting the Liverpool Philharmonic. And I remember he'd been to visit his daughter Diana, who was a Wren. And we spent this long evening with him, he and my father and I. And I liked music. My father couldn't really stand music at any price. But we spent this long evening with this famous conductor telling him all about our experiences. I think we bored him into the ground, but he told us all about air raids he'd been in, and sort of, it seemed really that what seemed so amazing was that everybody we met we could talk to. There were no enemies and friends anymore. I mean, everybody presumably was a friend.
Was it good to be back?
Oh, yes. I mean, one was definitely delighted to be back.
And how about all your belongings, these things you packed up in Japan?
They all arrived faultlessly packed in this country. I mean, down to the smallest ornament. Nothing, not a thing was broken. Absolutely faultless packing. I mean, not even a pair of plastic chopsticks. Everything arrived back with us.
How easy was it to pick up the pieces of your life in England? You know, did you then go into training or a career or forces?
Well, I started working for the Americans in Cheltenham, where my grandmother lived, until I was old enough to be a nurse when I was 18. And when I was 18, I started training to be a nurse at St. Mary's Paddington.
When you heard about the atomic bomb being dropped on Hiroshima. You know, how did you feel about that, having lived in Japan? Did it affect you at all? Did you think it was a fitting end that it had brought the
war
to a close?
No, I felt uneasy about it and rather sad and horrified about it. Delighted because it was the end of the war, but horrified because we thought of people like our armour, who we were fond of, and like various nice, kind, friendly Japanese who'd been nice to us, meeting this terrible death. I think I felt sort of a funny mixture, sort of between delight that it was the end of the war and delight that one wasn't going to have any more bombs oneself, but horror that they should have met such an awful end, and delight that that Tokyo and Yokohama hadn't been bombed.
Well, Mrs. Owen, thank you very much indeed for sharing your experiences with us.